This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Love me.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fam. Busy day. Yesterday, the Commanders dismissed a mutually agreed to part ways with Joe Witt and Cliff Kingsbury. The Joe Witt stuff was a 0 out of 10 surprise. The Cliff stuff was far more than 0. I know that much. Helping us try to make sense of all of it is our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan from Barstool Sports. Nate Dogg, let's start here. We got a report from Jordan Schultz saying that there is a lot of bleep going on in Ashburn, that there's a problem between the front office and the coaching staff, and maybe DQ didn't want to make the move to get rid of both his coordinators. How much of the reporting, the situation in Ashburn, do you think is a bad team ending a bad season and some coaches getting fired? Or, yo, there's major trouble here. What the hell's going on?
Well, let's look at it this way. When you're a winning team like last year, it's a lot, you know, more smooth sailing than when you win 4 games and you have coordinators getting fired or, you know, Joe Witt being demoted midseason. There's always going to be questions and drama and turmoil and turnover after a terrible season. So, yeah, I'm sure there is a lot of bleep going on in Ashburn, but I also think that's to be expected when you're an NFL team worth $7 billion and you just had a god-awful season. That being said, I don't love the way it's being handled. This was supposed to be done with, right? Like, Dan Snyder gone, new ownership in, new ownership pumping in a ton of money, doing everything the correct way, doing everything the right way. We weren't supposed to be sitting at January 7th reading reports about meddling with the coaching staff and this and that. We are supposed to leave this all behind. But it's the NFL. There will be drama after a bad season. I don't think we should overreact to it. We can react to it. I think that's very fair to react and scratch your head and wonder what's going on. Why is the business acting like this? But I don't think it's completely unexpected with how bad the season went.
Nate, you know what? I agree with you, man.
Yes, sir.
Don't overreact, react. But this is where I met with it, okay? Joe Witt was relieved of his duties during the season. This report says he did not want to part ways with his two coordinators. Half of that is a lie right there. He had already parted ways with his coordinator. So to say he didn't want to part with somebody he had already stripped him of his play calling duties, he's not going to make him the guy ain't going to stay around at that point. So that report to me is half of a lie.
Let me push back on that a little bit.
Go ahead.
He might have not wanted to do it. He might have had someone above him named Adam Peters make him do it. Like, hey, either you're doing it or I'm doing it.
I don't know if that was
Witt. To B's point, with Witt, you know, like that was written when he demoted him in.
Yeah, that was written in.
You can't keep him on the staff.
That's why this report right now.
So the Witt thing, I think you're absolutely right.
This report is after the fact of something he had already done. So I don't buy the report. I don't buy the report. I think this report is representation or those two people trying to keep themselves in a good light with others that may want to give them a job.
Yeah, I don't think the whole Dan Quinn thing right now is passing the sniff test. I don't like how Dan Quinn has operated this entire season, from who plays on the field to the Joe Witt situation. Just everything has seemed a bit off to me. And I'm quickly losing favor with how Dan Quinn operates. I think he's willing to say anything to Adam Peters and ownership to keep his job. I think he's willing to throw anybody under the bus that he can to curry favor and keep his job. I think he's trying to be on the same page with Adam Peters because he knows that's where his next check is coming from, is staying in line and you know, agreeing with
Peters. Can I push
back
on that? Listen, if you're not thrilled with Quinn, I think that's a completely reasonable place. They just went 5-12. Like, it's a results business.
Yes.
I think if he was trying to just – the route of self-preservation for me is keeping Cliff and not upsetting this whole thing. So maybe he's being told to get rid of Cliff. But, like, for Quinn, by getting rid of Cliff, all the pressure's on him now. If he kept Cliff around, then next year, if it goes bad again, you'd be like, man, I just couldn't do it with that offensive system. You got to keep me around another year.
I'll push back on that. I think when you're Dan Quinn, it's easy to say, hey, let me get a new coordinator on offense. Let me get a new coordinator on defense. Let me do it my way. Give me more time here. I'm just going to say, when teams go 5-12 and have as disastrous of a season we just have, the hot seat is way hotter for the head coach than it is for Dan Quinn. And I think that it's a testament to how Dan Quinn operates. I think he is a people pleaser. I think that's how you stay around the NFL for so long. And I think he gets that aspect of the job. I also think he is a good to average coach. I don't think he's like some terrible head coach or anything, but I think he really understands the business and he's able to operate and maneuver to keep himself off the hot seat after a terrible season.
But like, you're not listening to what JP just said. He just basically placed himself in the middle of the hot seat.
And I think the seat would have been far hotter if they weren't in the NFC title game last year. If they had gone 7-10 and then 5-12, I think the conversation's entirely different, especially when a dude like John Harbaugh hits the street. You know, I think you have to view it in the totality of two seasons, not just this season. But for me, the Witt thing was happening, period. There was no way they weren't getting rid of Witt. They had already demoted him in season. The Cliff one is the big question. And
he had already sat in that Uber.
Yeah. And I think with Cliff, it's because you already had the report about beef between Cliff and AP, and you wonder how real some of that is. I think the Cliff thing, the questions with Cliff for me are, no other offense in the league looks like that one. So maybe DQ is like, I want an offense that looks like one of the other ones in this league that does well. Mm-hmm. Digging in from that, does he get too pass happy, maybe especially near the goal line? And above all else, will this offense protect the quarterback? Of all the people in Ashburn, outside of Josh Harris, because he gets to sign the checks, the most important person in Ashburn is Jaden Daniels. And whether it's Peters, whether it's Harris, whether it's Quinn, if there was a question, hey, is this the right thing for Jaden for 10 years? I think that question becomes really important. And I think that's a huge part of Cliff's departure.
Yeah, we have talked about Cliff on the show for the last few weeks, and I've always gone on the record as saying, I like Cliff, I won't lose sleep if he leaves. And he's gone, and I really do think it's kind of like a next man up at offensive coordinator. I don't think he put together a full 60-minute game for the entire season. And, you know, I think he did great, you know, with Mariota plugging in and having to run the offense with Jaden on the mend, but I'm not terribly upset about Cliff going. I don't think his red zone offense made any sense whatsoever. If there was turmoil with him and the front office, it makes sense to move on. And hopefully, you know, he succeeds elsewhere. I don't root against Cliff, but as you said, is he the answer for the next 10 years in Washington? I don't think so.
Sure. I think it's crazy that we've landed here, talking with Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. I don't know specifically what to make of the reports of meddling. I also think if the meddling is that the front office stepped in and said, shut Jaden down. We're 4-10. He doesn't need to play again and risk more injury.
That's like, gonna be a good move.
I
right?
think they're supposed to do that.
I think that's a good medal. Yeah, right. I you got to protect your star player at some point. If the coaches say no, we're 4-10. I want him out on the field. I think if I'm the guy who just paid $8 billion for the team and I'm building a new stadium, I want Jaden healthy next season, not during the 4-10 season. So I'm willing to meddle if that is the case.
Right. Like, I don't know. To me, you've got guys that have been fired that are looking for new jobs that probably have people out there advocating for what went wrong and why it wasn't their fault. What is more interesting to me is what's going to happen next. I think defensively, Dan Quinn's going to hire Raheem Morris or Jeff Ulbrich. I don't think, like, I'd almost put 80% of my 100 chips on those two dudes. Offensively, I think is far more interesting. And I think I'm preparing to advocate. I'm preparing to plant a flag for rolling the dice with David Blau, because Jaden's the most important player in the building, most important person in the building. You've already lost Cliff. You've already lost Tavita. Maybe Marcus, we'll see if he goes somewhere. That's another important part of that puzzle. Brian Johnson is there. That's another internal candidate. But like, when you talk to people around the league about Blau, his stock is so high. And the fact that Detroit's already reaching out to interview him for an OC job, I find pretty damn interesting. And Quinn can go one of two ways, I think, with the OC hire. You can get an established guy with a higher floor, period. Yeah, like, good. You can find somebody that has called plays before that's going to simplify this thing. Or you could roll the dice and maybe crap out, or maybe hit a jackpot. And I'm on the let's see what the jackpot looks like side of things.
I'm going to raise an issue, and I know that you guys might not like it, but I think a lot of fans feel what I'm about to say. I worry about Dan Quinn making hires because we know that he has loyalty to his friends, and he's really scared to, hit the delete button when it's not working out, as we saw with Joe Witt, especially this season. If we lose both coordinators, but the head of the snake, Dan Quinn, is still there and he's still making decisions, it doesn't give me like a ton of trust in the overall direction of the organization. And I'm not even saying that as I don't hate Dan Quinn as the head coach. I just don't think that his overall decision making is for the best of the franchise. I think he does a lot of things for what looks the best or sounds the best or is best for Dan Quinn, but not necessarily the best for the entire organization.
So,
and it worries.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I think defensively, you have an argument because he hired his guy. He brought Joe Witt from Dallas. They'd been together a long time. He wanted to give him a shot as a D coordinator. It's also kind of Dan's defense that he knew his guy would implement how he wanted to. So I can understand where you're coming from there. DQ and Cliff had no familiarity. They had never worked together. Like, when they hired Kingsbury, everybody was pretty damn surprised by it, going back 2 years. People thought it would be somebody that Quinn had worked with before, somebody from those Falcons days, somebody from the Shanahan tree. So, like, I understand what you're saying on the defensive side of the ball, but offensively, the last time Dan Quinn made a hire, if anything, it was Kingsbury had ties to Peters from the old New England
days. You know,
and
most.
But Quinn didn't have.
Most head coaches
Kingsbury
do
ties.
Hire somebody familiar with them.
Totally.
Yeah. Now, that happens all over the league. And, I mean, I understand what you're saying, Nate, but that happens. That's not just a Washington or a Dan Quinn thing. Everybody does that. Everybody does that.
Yeah, so, it's just a thing that I think about. And I texted JP yesterday. I'm souring quick on Dan Quinn because his actions and his timing and just, you know, the way he operates in interviews and press conferences, it's kind of just begun to wear on me. And I'll say it again, and I'm not trying to be this negative. I'm not trying to be Mr. Get Rid of All the Coaches guy. But to reiterate, I see a lot of self-preservation. And
self-preservation leads, man.
Yeah. But
hold on. Don't you think by firing Kingsbury is not a self-preservation move?
No, because it's a scapegoat. I think he's throwing guys under the bus. Saying, I need to bring another guy in here. He wasn't the guy. I gave him a chance. Let me pick another guy. I think there's a lot of double talk going on. I'm not completely sold on DQ as the long-term head coach in Washington.
I'm asking you a question.
Go ahead.
If the coach you have running your offense has not corrected things that you asked to do to make sure you protect your quarterback and that you will try to see some adjustments, you'll keep him around?
No, of course not. I think there's many layers to it.
But I'm saying you're making those comments, and you're saying about why somebody did something. But if you listen to a lot of stuff that was going on, they've had conversations. And if things weren't corrected and my quarterback has gotten hurt some other time, I think it's time for me to say I'll make the adjustment. And so you have to release that person. I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't disagree with the overall sentiment that you just made. I think that Dan Quinn sometimes has other motives in mind when he makes moves.
So let me ask, I mean, dude, I don't think that's necessarily wrong, right? I think DQ of NFL head coaches is far more transparent than a lot of them, but they're all have other motives in what they like say and do publicly. Because I do think you speak on behalf of a lot of fans. You don't seem mad that Cliff is out, right?
No.
You're just not sure this is the answer, and you're not sure you believe in DQ?
I'm not sure I believe in DQ as the long-term head coach when we now have to bring in two new coordinators, but we still have the same head coach. He was overseeing the entire, you know,
I think that's a reasonable stance. They just went 5-12. Questioning everything is reasonable. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't know where – I don't think you have to go from there to Quinn is just trying to save his job right now.
And that's why I'm hesitant to say that, like, 100%, but I'm becoming increasingly more suspicious of Dan Quinn's motives, yes.
Do you think he's making these decisions in a vacuum, all him?
No, I think he's aligned – with Adam Peters on a lot of it, but he's aligned in a way that will help Dan Quinn and not the franchise, which, as you just said, it's a self-preservation league. I get it. It doesn't mean that I think Dan Quinn is the correct head coach for the next decade in Washington.
That may be true, but I'm asking this question. Sean McVay, John Harbaugh, and a lot of other great coaches, they fire coordinators damn near every 4 or 5 years, but they stay around. And the question I would ask is, are they preserving themselves or are they making a move to try to better the team? I think when you get rid of a coordinator, you don't think the guy is doing what you necessarily believe he should be doing to help the team. Because I believe in offense, defense working in hand. And I did not see offense, defense working hand in hand. And I can understand the move. And that's why I think the move happened. But
yeah,
I don't look at it as he's trying to overly protect himself, because JP brought it to my attention even more, where when you've fire that guy, everything is pointing at you at this point.
I think the biggest thing is next year is a huge inflection point for everybody. Jaden, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, whoever he hires to be the coordinators, everybody's job is on the line next season. It is a huge, huge, huge season for everyone. So, Dan Quinn, go get your guys, implement your offense, implement your defense, and let's forget the season happened. Let's put this all behind us and move forward, because at the end of the day, we all want this team to win. We want to go to the Super Bowl. And we have to trust that Adam Peters knows what he's doing, and he trusts Dan Quinn to make the correct decisions, and that's all we can really go on. We can question them. We can second-guess them. But at the end of the day, I'm rooting for this team to make every correct decision, hit on every coach, hit on every draft pick, and win a Super Bowl.
At this point, who do you trust more, DQ or AP?
AP, by far.
Really?
Yes.
Why? Like, you say by far, I'm just curious why. Not that you're wrong.
I don't think Dan Quinn is a great head coach. I think we've seen it time and time again. I think he's way too much of a player's coach. I know players love playing for him, and of course they do. He's a player's coach. He's friendly, happy-go-lucky. You know, we were 5-12, and he's still doing, you know, slogans and sound bites and cliches. He's, you know, backwards hat Dan. It is what he is. I think Adam Peters is way more driven to prove that he can win a Super Bowl as an executive, and I think Adam Peters wants to cement himself as a legendary executive in the NFL. And I think he's more, you know, I think he's just a better, I think if I had to choose one for, you know, to run the franchise, to be around for a while, I would choose Peters 10 out of 10 times.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out. Thank you for the time, brother. We'll talk soon.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right, man. That's Barstool Nate. Far more faith in Peters than Quinn. I think right now there's real questions about everybody involved. I think a lot of people view Quinn because he followed up Rivera, and there's a number of similarities in their resumes. The only thing I would say about Quinn is players love him, but that doesn't mean they're not pushed. This past year, I don't think they were pushed enough. I think training camp was far too easy. Mm-hmm. I think they made some missteps, for sure. We'll see if they right them. We'll keep the phone lines open the remainder of the hour. Grant and Danny start at 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.